Good morning, aloha, kakahiaka, ohayo gozaimasu, buenos dias, amigos, and welcome to Pets, People, and Paradise. We're going to have a special show today, different from fleas, ticks, and scratching dogs. They were producing a montage of words, music, feelings, reflections, and meditation to open our hearts and lift our spirits in tribute to Dr. Scott Sims, the late Dr. Scott Sims, who we will all miss deeply and in many other ways, which we'll bring up today. If you don't know Dr. Scott, that's probably a loss, but he's been caring for the island pets for, I think, about 15 years here. Horses, dogs, goats, fish, sea turtles, birds. Department of Fish and Wildlife in Hawaii relies on Scott for their veterinarian when animals are injured. And he's travels all over the islands in his private plane and other Hawaiian islands to care for animals and needs. He performed surgeries, procedures in his office, but he also went to beaches, diving in the water, mountains, the jungle, the field, in his car. He'll go almost anywhere. And just to get the flavor of Dr. Sims, from letters to the editor, someone who wrote in, Alice Monahan from Princeville, I'm just going to give this to you because I think it kind of gives you the essence of Dr. Sims from a client's point of view. Dr. Sims deserves this honor of changing the name of the Humane Society to Dr. Sims, as he has been respected and loved by so many throughout the islands. His compassion for all animals was his legacy. He dedicated his life to our beloved pets, as he did for all animals. He is a true healer. As we grieve for this beloved man, we all have our stories to tell about Dr. Sims. Here is mine. Dr. Scott helped my Miley take her final journey this last April. His kindness and compassion helped me through an unbearable time. I called him to let him know that it's a waste of time for Miley to leave us, or it's a waste for her to leave us. Her cancer was beginning to restrict her breathing. In less than an hour, Scott was here by my home. I held Miley in my arms as she took her final breath. Dr. Scott stood close by to let me grieve and hold this precious gift that was only in my life for less than 5 short years. Miley was surrounded by love as she made her transition. It was peaceful, but yet heartbreaking. I will be forever thankful to Dr. Scott. He holds a part of my heart for his love and compassion for all animals. I know he was welcomed by all the animals as he entered heaven. The joy he must have felt seeing all of them again, running, playing, healthy, and free of pain. I prayed he would find Miley in the vast numbers of pets he cared for and give her a hug from me. I just know he heard my prayer. Until we meet again, Scott and Miley.
Take us. I guess it's just a ride on the wheel. And we never know when death will shake us. And we wonder how it will feel. So goodbye, my friend. I know I'll never see you again. But the times together through all the years will take away these tears. It's okay now. Goodbye, my friend. I've seen a lot of things that made me crazy, but I guess I looked unto you. Hand and saw me through. So goodbye, my friend. And I'll never see you again. But the love you gave me through all the years will take away these tears. It's okay now. So fragile and love so pure, we can't hold on, but we try. We watch how quickly it disappears, and we never know why. But I'm okay now. Goodbye, my friend. You can go.
We've been taught that there is no time. We've been taught that there is no time for our own grief, for our own pain. We're taught to rush to the next bedside. But what happens to all of this stored up grief? All of the stored up pain of the tears that have not been shed. It doesn't go away. It stays with us. Allow yourself this moment of being present with what is. Take yourself into your own heart. You get to choose how much you allow yourself to feel. Give yourself this moment. You've touched into your heart. You know that there's more in there. For now, it's enough. much more effective healer. It does not detract from your ability. It adds to your effectiveness. Imagine that you're now surrounded by light and by the courage to move back into your day with full access to all of who you are, everything intact. Know that you can tap into the wisdom of your heart at any moment. It's always there waiting for you. It's the key to making you a better and more powerful healer.
That goes out to all the healers out there, all the people that basically have a pet. You're the healer of your pet. And, of course, we have people like Dr. Scott. And if you just tuned in, we're doing a tribute, a montage of music, words, feelings, reflections, and meditations to open our hearts and lift our spirits, a tribute to Dr. Scott Sims, the late Dr. Scott Sims, known for his compassion, caring, love, and healing. And availability. We can go on with more music.
path of healing at times can be filled with periods where you feel tired, where you feel discouraged. Those times are part of the journey as well. And if you are feeling tired or discouraged and not sure of yourself, not sure of your path, it's most important to stop and to remember to give to yourself some moments of the kindness and the love and the caring that you have given to so many others for so long. Sometimes that's all that we can do, is to stop and close our eyes and with our heart and with our intention, send love deep into the innermost core of your being. Wrap your own soul in your own arms of love and kindness and forgiveness. In that tender act of bringing love and kindness to yourself, especially when you may feel tired and unsure. The love that you give to yourself is the same love that ultimately will heal the world.
There's a kind of grace that operates. And for me, at the worst moments of burnout, seems like there's always been somebody to call me back and to say, this is an opportunity for your own healing. An opportunity to connect more deeply. I want to say to you how important you are to the fabric of wholeness on this earth. And just like you, I went into the healthcare professions because I cared. I wanted to be a thread in that fabric of wholeness. I came to a place many times of self-forgetfulness when instead of feeling like a thread in that greater tapestry, about all I could do was hold my raw edges. Feeling like there wasn't any time left for me. Feeling so much grief over the people who died in my care. And the people whose grief I couldn't touch. The people whose anger was sometimes vibrant right to the end. So stressed and thinking some days, how could it be that my job is caring for others when I feel like I'm dying inside? And I just felt there's something wrong with me. I've gotten cynical here and I've forgotten my own good heart. Thank you. I've found that the very despair and grief I felt at those times have ultimately been what calls me back again to refill the chalice of my heart, to look at my outer life and to say, what do I need to do different here? What can I let go of so that there's time again for joy, time again for me? My wish for you is that you'll take the time to get in touch with and to remember your own good heart. To let that love inside sustain you and deepen you in your work. That you'll do the things you need to do in your outer life. So that you can take good care of yourself.
You're listening to KKCR Hanalei, and we're doing a special Pets, People, in Paradise, a tribute honoring Dr. Scott Sims, the late Dr. Scott Sims, known for his compassion, caring, love, and healing. And we're going to go on, and we're listening to a couple albums. One is The Heart of Healing by Michael Stillwater and Gary Malkin, and the other one is by Michael Stillwater, The Care of the Journey.
You are precious. With a preciousness that cannot be computed. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate you from the source of all life. Not disease, not suffering, not even death.
Remember what brought you here in the first place. You were born to uplift and help others in their time of need. What you do and think and feel matters more than you'll ever know.
Have mercy. Please be kind to yourself. We are, after all, just human. That's good enough.
What's needed is your presence, your love, your caring, all these things that you might think are not enough are exactly what is needed. All the good that you can, in all the ways that you can, to all the people that you can,
for as long as ever you can.
My wish for you is that you'll take the time to get in touch with and to remember your own good heart.
Go forth, sustained by the knowledge that you are precious, you are embraced, able to go forth with a courage that is not your own, because its source is the source of all that is beautiful, that is good, that is true.
Remembering this deep meaning is what keeps us from burning out, what keeps us alive. The meaning of medicine isn't science. The meaning of life isn't science either. Science defines life in its own way, but life is larger than science. There's so many things that happen that can't be explained. All of us have seen these things, but we don't talk about them very much. These are the things that inspire us, that remind us why we're here, that help us to feel alive. Doctors of thousands of years ago would have envied us and our tools, our scientific reach, our therapeutic power. They would have understood our sense of wanting to befriend life because they shared it with us. They would have understood it perfectly. Service is not a technique. It's much more a way of life. A deep wish that's in you and me to be a friend to life, to make a difference somehow. Not to fix life, because life isn't broken, but to serve life, because it's holy. I have always seen medicine as a spiritual path, a way of life that is characterized by harmlessness, compassion, generosity, service, a kind of an awe or reverence for life, a sense of mystery. sacredness of this work is in the words we practice medicine. Medicine is my practice. Like meditation or anything else that draws you closer to what is most real in this world. That reminds you of who you are and the privilege of living a human life.
Listening to Pest People in Paradise. We're having a special show for Dr. Scott Sims, honoring his week ago passing, transition to the next dimension, and thanking him for his compassion, caring, love, healing, and availability to all the people who have pets and animals on his island. There's a tentative Scott Sims Memorial happening Sunday, August 23rd. We'll keep you in touch. Felicia Cowden's show on Tuesday, 4 to 6. She might have more information. But as of right now, it's Sunday, August 23rd. Location to be discussed later, but it'll be someplace on the North Shore, of course. So thank you for listening for this kind of show. Next week, we're going to have a repeat show of the cannabis for pets. Not to get high, but to get healed. So that'll be a repeat show with Dr. Rob Silver and myself on Cannabis for Pets. If you're interested in donating to Dr. Scott Sims' Pegasus Foundation, right now I have a mailing address. His Pegasus Foundation is to help animals, and you can find more on his website, Pegasus Foundation, and in / Dr. Scott Sims. His mailing address is P.O. Box number 2, Hanalei. It's P.O. Box number 2, Hanalei. 96714. So that's for his foundation, which will live on as long as we can support it. So the Pegasus Foundation, Dr. Scott Sims. So thank you for listening for this special edition of Pets, People, and Paradise. We'll be back next week. And, well, we're all going to miss them. And that's for real. So I'd like to finish off with this tune, which kind of expresses my opinion of, I think, where he's flying. Flying in the clouds, looking for space.
On the road of experience, I'm trying to find my own way. Sometimes I wish that I could fly away. When I think that I'm moving, suddenly things stand still. I'm afraid because I think in the sand.